This weekend, Pope Benedict heads off for his 14th overseas pastoral journey to the islands of Malta, which his predecessor John Paul II also visited twice in 1990 and 2001. Pope Benedict's brief two-day trip is marking the 1,950th anniversary of the shipwreck of St. Paul on the islands during his fourth missionary journey. The Apostle of the Gentiles is popularly seen as the spiritual father of the nation. The Pope will arrive in Malta on the afternoon of Saturday the 17th, and after paying a courtesy visit to the President of the Republic, will travel directly to the Grotto of St. Paul in Rabat. According to tradition, the Apostle rejected the comfortable surroundings offered to him by the islanders and chose to live in this subterranean grotto for the 3 months he remained on the island. The following day, Pope Benedict will preside at an outdoor mass in the morning and will then travel by boat to the port in Valletta for a meeting with young people before his farewell ceremony at Malta International Airport and his return to Rome that evening. Malta, which achieved independence from the United Kingdom in 1964, is home to around 400,000 people, 98% of whom are Catholic. Vatican officials have also suggested the Pope may meet privately with victims of sex abuse by members of the Maltese clergy, as he did on his 2008 visits to the US and Australia. Following widely publicised revelations of sex abuse cases on the islands, the bishops of Malta and Gozo, in a joint statement last week, expressed their grave sorrow and repentance towards all those who have been abused or hurt by members of the Church. Despite these concerns, the Bishop of Gozo, Mario Grech, says the people are preparing the warmest of welcomes for Pope Benedict when he sets foot on Maltese soil.
Notwithstanding what you have underlined earlier, I mean this negative propaganda, still our people are looking forward eagerly to not only meet the Pope, to see him, but I would say to listen to him. As you said, this apostolic visit is being organized, held to commemorate the 1,950th anniversary of St. Paul's shipwreck on our islands. We traditionally call Paul our father, no? Because he was the one who begot us for Christian faith. And in this day and age, we really wish and look forward and pray the Almighty to send Peter, Paul's colleague, on our islands to confirm us in our faith, to help us acquire a new vision, faith vision, for not only our personal life, but not only for us as a church, but also for society at large. If I can express my personal expectation, and this is what I am trying to convey even to the community in Gozo, is that in Benedict we have a man of God. And in all this aridity, no spiritual aridity of today, especially in our continent, no? When with all the waves of agnosticism and laicism trying to obliterate the presence of God in man's life, we desperately need a man of God, a prophet of God, in the person of Benedict, who with his teaching, but more than that, with his own personal spirituality, can enlighten in our hearts this wish, no, to build again a sound, mature relationship with God. At the same time, I think that, and I believe, that in a society who has almost lost its conscience, and that's a very pitiful, I really am looking forward for Pope Benedict, who is the conscience of our society, to help us to retrieve this important faculty, human faculty, by which we can make sound, good judgments, which then can be translated into many good things. Unfortunately, nowadays, there is this conscience, is suffering a lot. Unfortunately, erroneous conscience has taken so much importance, has so many claims that it is infallible, that we are paying a very, very high price. So with Pope Benedict, the preacher of truth, the preacher of Christ, truth in itself, I am confident that he will help us to acquire a new conscience, not only on a personal level, but also on a social level. And if I can add a third characteristic, I firmly believe that for our nation, who is doing its first steps in Europe, in the European Union, Pope Benedict has a very interesting European vision, not only for our nation, but for all Europe itself. And for all those who are so committed in this political arena, I really hope that Pope Benedict, as he usually does, he can help us to have a clear vision of this new reality, of this new arena, where most of decisions, which really affect directly the personal lives of not only Maltese but European citizens, such decisions would be taken in a correct way.
Bishop Mario Grech of Gozo in Malta, they're looking forward to Pope Benedict's weekend visit to the islands.